there's never a shortage of dumb people doing really stupid things. Welcome to another edition of Idiotology with Lynch and Taco, 101.1 WJRR. Bunch of freaking idiots.
All right, this hour brought to you by JRR's Rock Block Weekend. That'll be kicking off officially with Dickerman this afternoon at 5. Blocks from your favorite artists and bands all weekend long, every hour. And I think we'll have a little appetizer for you this morning during our show, Taco, in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I believe we're going to do a little Rock Block of Green Day.
All right, sounds good. You know that feeling when you just have that horrendous hangover and you come to the conclusion, you're like, I got to get some food in me. I got to get some, you know, Pedialyte or Gatorade or whatever.
Or just another beer.
Well, whatever works, you know, for extremely hungover woman in Toronto, Canada decided, get a little fast food action going. So she uses Uber Eats to order some McDonald's.
Safe alternative or safe route if she's really hungover, yeah.
Ordered a hamburger, and apparently Katie Poole, which is her name, she likes to modify her burger to her exact specifics. However, she, in her hungover state, went a little too far. She asked for no bun, no mustard, no onions, no pickles, or hamburger patty, inadvertently.
So she ordered it's just a wrapper.
She didn't even get that. Uber Eats did make the delivery. McDonald's made up the package for her. And inside, when she opened it up, was the receipt describing what I just said and two packets of ketchup. Okay, first off, you're using Uber Eats to order a single hamburger from McDonald's.
That's our society, man. We're all guilty of it.
What do you think that total comes to for that? Dude, once you factor in the delivery and
it's the extra charges just annihilate you. I ordered Chick-fil-A for one of my daughters the other day, right?
And wait a second.
What?
Hold on. Why are you ordering Chick-fil-A when one of your daughters works at a Chick-fil-A?
Well, because the other one doesn't. So I ordered it, and I'm like, because we, you know, I'd picked her up from school. Long story short, right when we're almost home, she goes, "Is it too late to go to Chick-fil-A?" I'm like, "We're in our neighborhood. You could have told me so." I go, "Oh, you know what? We'll just order it to go." It ended up being, for a chicken sandwich meal, $15.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a tip in there and whatever, but wow.
Southwest Airlines is going to start selling middle seats in December. They are making the move, obviously, out of bottom line is financial concerns. Mm-hmm. They, in an earnings report released yesterday, they cited findings by medical and aviation organizations as a reason for resuming normal sales. A Department of Defense study found wearing masks protected passengers from airborne transmission because of the airflow systems used on planes. Now, I recall seeing something that disputed that came out about a week and a half ago. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't pretend to be one. But anyway,
nobody you know knows. Why they're doing it. Nobody
they
knows.
Pour as many people on those planes as possible.
Of course, they got to pay for that fuel. My wife was on a flight probably a month ago, and they had middle aisle. Was full.
Well, at this point, with Southwest making the move, it leaves Delta as the only major U.S. carrier that is limiting the number of passengers on flights. And you got to think that's probably going to change soon as well. I mean, it's just they're losing money hand over fist. Their business model is, you know, in shambles yeah. right now and has been for a while. So,
are you still a little hesitant to fly?
I don't see myself getting on a plane anytime soon unless it's an emergency.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That somebody asked me the other day. You just nailed my answer. Unless, you know, something comes up that you have to. That's just me, though. I have friends that are flying places every week because they have to for work.
Sure. I mean, again, it's an individual decision that you have to make. And if I don't need to be on a plane, I don't think I'm going to get on one.
Yeah, as you're sitting at home, still at the end of your quarantine, hopefully, I can understand.
Yeah, anyway, that's an entirely different conversation.
Let's knock on wood on that one, that you're back on Monday. Hopefully a test comes negative.
Find out this weekend. Colorado, you got to love it, man. They take their outdoors very seriously there. And when somebody steps over the line as to the proper etiquette as to what you're supposed to do when you're outdoors and nature calls, you could end up in the local newspaper there being outed. I'll read you the headline. Man defecates in iconic Colorado lake while on bond for alleged illegal acts at Hanging Lake. So what we got here is a serial outdoor pooper doing it in the wrong way, and he's being called out for it.
This is a lake duker.
Yeah, lake duker.
A lake duker, because that's two different lakes, and I'm 10% lake duker, because yeah. I do some fishing, and I make sure that every time, I chum the fish, if you would.
Well, that apparently is a big no-no, and they have put out the guidelines here when you're outdoors, and that needs to happen. Number one, this is
Colorado you're talking about, though.
Hippie. Well, outdoors is outdoors, I would think, Taco Bob.
Okay, we'll lay it out there, because I can't stop the lake duking.
This is not me. I'm just saying what they're putting out here. Number one, they say taking your business out of a natural space with you is the best practice. So, yeah, you basically have like one of those dog bags that you use with your dog and do it in that and bring it back with you wherever you came from.
Really?
If this isn't possible, you need to do your business at least 200 feet from water sources, trails, and campsites. You say the hell with that, and it's, as you said, chum the fishes.
Yeah, and even the campsite, I understand you don't want something near your tent, but also I understand how hard it is to walk from that tent after you've had a couple cold ones by the fire.
If you're unable to take it with you, the next best option, best practice, is digging the hole, which I believe me, you, and Gamble discussed a few weeks back.
Digging
the hole.
You're telling me all these rules. You got to keep in mind, last Sunday during football, I almost used the litter box.
There is one more
part of the digging. And I'm not kidding.
Digging the whole part. Don't bury your toilet paper. That you need to bring with you. Your used toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
So then you need to have a Ziploc bag or something, I guess, to secure that in.
Mm-hmm. These people are crazy. And I'm telling you, that's not a national, that cannot be a national law. They don't get how we do it here in Florida.
It's not a law. It's best practices.
Okay, well, I got some practices for you.
Alabama teenager is seeking the title of best kids mullet in America. 14-year-old Ethan Baldaz apparently has inspired many in his Randolph County area of Roanoke, Alabama, including all the members, his teammates on his football team. They were so inspired and in awe of this kid's mullet that he's grown since the summer. They've all got their own mullets going right now, and Ethan is now one of the 10 finalists for best kids mullet in America. Voting is open until October 25th, and the winner is going to take home a nice stack of $100 bills, five of them.
Throw in a vote for young Ethan. Come on, do it.
I actually do have the website here, I think.
You
can see I've got the picture. Actually, I got a link there on the JR Facebook page if you want to go there. What is the voting here? Best kids mullets.
Well, you have it on the JR Facebook page. Click there, find out where to vote for this kid. Let's send him.
Mulletchamp.com. Mulletchamp.com. You can see Ethan representing the kids division. I guess there's grown-ups division there as well, which I'm sure that's a real treat to look at.
You watch Ethan, 14, with that mullet, rocking it in the top 10. That kid is going to be a future lake user.
I concur, exactly.
Lynch and Taco on demand. Download the iHeartRadio app.